for StoryCorps Atlanta. As we step into 2017, we think back to the successful 10-year affiliation we've had with StoryCorps. It began in 2006 when we brought the StoryCorps mobile booth to the Martin Luther King Jr. National Historic Site downtown, and then came StoryCorps Griot in 2007. Today, we're one of only three public radio stations in the country with a permanent booth hosted by our partners over at the Atlanta History Center. Early in the history of StoryCorps Atlanta, we were warmed by the presence of Lily Love. She passed away in 2010. She was a StoryCorps facilitator. That's a person who sits in and helps participants as they tell their stories. Those that knew her would tell you that Lily was loving, smiling, and welcoming. Her attitude was positive. She was forward-thinking. So, as we start the new year, we thought that her words, her outlook, really, might be a good push-off point for 2017. Here is Lily Love talking with her former colleague, Anthony Knight.
When I was 13, I mapped out my life and made some critical decisions about what kind of life I was going to have. And I thought that at 52, I would be married with children and hopefully grandchildren. But instead, very little of that actually happened. I did get married. It didn't last. I was pregnant several times, and I had miscarriages. And so it's like designing a dress while you're wearing it. You know, you can't really fashion a life for yourself at 13 and think that that's going to fit you for the rest of your life. So I realized I'm not going to be the wife, and I'm not going to be the mother. What else is there for me? And what there was for me is to be a terrific sister, to be a wonderful friend, to be a great aunt. So I tell people the life that I have now is not the life I thought I would have, but is the life that is perfect for who I am. And I never would have thought that when I was younger. And I don't make things bigger than what they are. I don't borrow trouble. Like people are like, oh, I can't wait till Friday. You don't hear me saying that. I thank God for ordinary Tuesdays, because the ordinary days means that nothing really great happened, but nothing really bad happened either.
I think more people should live by those kinds
of... thank God for an ordinary, boring Tuesday where you think life is in a rut. I love ruts because it's predictable.
Well, let's project into the future.
I don't do that anymore. I learned my lesson about creating clothing for 20 years down the road. You don't know what size you're going to be. You don't know what's going to fit you. I have learned to just let the universe give me what it is that I need. So if I can keep it simple, and I can keep it real, and my family's okay, I'm okay.
Lily Love, speaking with her former colleague, Anthony Knight. Lily believed that happiness was a daily choice. She personified love, insisting on hugging every StoryCorps participant before they left the booth. Lily passed away in 2010. Truth is, we still think of her. The time in the booth can be a wonderful experience. Why not make one more New Year's resolution for 2017? Take some time with a friend or a loved one to record your story. Go on. I promise it's easy. You can learn more at our webpage, wabe.org/StoryCorps.